Chapter 18. Jokes around the English-speaking world.
The first year is about to end. Let's take a quick look back to all the countries we have been to. The first stop is Wales. Remember Rhiannon Jones from Swansea? There she is now. Hi, Rhiannon.
Well, hello again. What brought you back here so soon?
Well, we wanted to hear a good Welsh joke.
And you came here for that? You must be out of your minds to travel so far just for a joke. Besides, I never remember any jokes.
But surely you have to remember at least one. Please, Rhiannon.
Well, there is one joke where we make fun of the English. Would you like to hear it?
Well, of course we do.
Two English tourists were driving through Wales. As they were coming closer to Llanfair Poch Gwyn, Gych Gogeri, Chwyrndrobo Llantysilio Gogo Goch, they started arguing about how to say the town's name. They argued and argued until they stopped for lunch. When they stood at the counter, one tourist asked, "Before we order, could you please help us with something? Would you please pronounce where we are very slowly?" The girl leaned over the counter and said, "Burger King."
Let's leave Wales and go to Glasgow, Scotland. There we meet Ewan McKenzie. Hello, Ewan. I hope we're not disturbing you.
Not at all. Not at all. What's on your minds?
We are looking for good jokes. Do you remember any good ones?
Any good ones, you say? This one is my favourite joke. An Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman were standing and looking at a prize cow in a field. The Englishman says, "Look at that fine English cow." The Irishman disagreed, saying, "No, it's an Irish cow." The Scotsman thought for a moment and then said firmly, "No, it's a Scottish cow. It's got bagpipes underneath."
That was a good one. Well, we really must be on our way. It was nice to see you again, Ewan.
The pleasure was all mine. Have a safe journey.
Next, we hop to England and Bournemouth to meet Jonathan Daniels. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Oh, you're in a good mood. I'm sure you can tell us a good English joke.
Well, in fact, I just heard an excellent story.
Go on, tell us then.
A Scotsman was out working on the field when a small plane landed. "I'll give you an airplane ride for £5, said the pilot.
"Sorry, I cannot afford it, replied the Scot.
"Tell you what," said the pilot, "I'll give you and your wife a free ride if you promise not to yell. If you yell, you'll have to pay me £10. So up they went, and the pilot did all he could to scare the Scot. Nothing worked, and the pilot finally landed the plane. He turned around to the rear seat and said, "I have to tell you that you are very brave." "Aye," said the Scot, "but I nearly yelled when my wife fell out."
It's a long way from Scotland to Canada. I'll sleep for a while. Don't wake me up before we land. What? Is this Canada already? Hey, look! There's Chantal Trudeau. She has come to welcome us back. How nice of her.
Bonjour and hello. Welcome back to Canada.
Oh, thank you very much, Chantal.
So, I heard that you were looking for good jokes. Let's see if I remember this one right. A couple of rednecks are out in the woods hunting when one of them falls to the ground. He doesn't seem to be breathing. His eyes are rolled back in his head. The other guy whips out his cell phone and calls 911. He gasps to the operator, "Baba is dead. What can I do?" The operator, in a calm voice, says, "Just take it easy. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There is a silence, and then a shot is heard. The guy's voice comes back on the line. He says, "Okay, now what?"
I wonder what Nate, our American friend, will tell us when he hears that we are looking for a great joke.
Hi, what's up? Nate here. I heard you were coming here. Unfortunately, I'm not there myself. I'm doing a bit of sightseeing myself, too. I decided to call your cell to let you know. I don't want you, like, all disappointed and stuff.
Good of you to call us, Nate. Say, Nate, you wouldn't happen to know any good jokes?
Oh, I heard that you were looking for good ones, so I wrote one down, just in case I forgot it. Wait. Found it. Two guys were in a bar in Ontario, Canada, and they were both watching the television when the news came on. On TV, you could see a guy on a bridge ready to jump. "I'll bet you $10 he'll jump," said the first guy. "Bet you $10 he won't," said the second guy. Then the guy on the bridge closed his eyes and jumped off the bridge. The second guy gives the first guy the money. "I can't take your money," said the first guy. "I cheated you. The same story was on the 5 o'clock news." "No, no, take it," said the second guy. "I saw the 5 o'clock news too. I just didn't think the guy was dumb enough to jump again."
And this is where we will also jump off. It was a nice trip. Now let's all enjoy a few months of rest and sunshine. See you soon.